As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, may lose value.
The Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half as they lead by five. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer in and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Hollins, and West Memphis will have their first possession of the half. Mountain Home moving left to right in this second half as they lead 13-8. Hazley into the front court, throws over to Emin on the right side. She'll take the screen, dribble up, going into the lane, going up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled offensively by Dean. She has the ball knocked away. Freeman secures it for West Memphis. She'll throw it up top to Hazley, who will reset the offense. Ball goes over on the left side to Hollins. Hollins dribbles up towards the top, gives it over to Emin on the right side. Now up top to Freeman. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Now Hazley has it between the circles. Hazley dribbles to the right wing. Now takes the screen from Freeman, going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She'll throw it out to Martin, who will walk it into the front court. 13-8, Mountain Home leading as we're a little over a minute into the second half. Martin dribbles into the front court, throws over to Gilbert on the left wing. She goes cross court to Husky. Now Penn has it near the right corner. Cross court to Gilbert. Tried to throw it to Gilbert. Pass was well over. It goes out of bounds, and West Memphis will get back on the unforced turnover. 6:40 left of the third quarter. 5-point Lady Bomber advantage. Hazley walks the ball across the timeline for West Memphis. Throws over to Hollins on the left wing. Now ball goes down. Well, ball was knocked away down the lane by Mount Home. Dean saves it into Hollins. Hollins dribbles into the left corner, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled well for a moment by Kate Gilbert. She has it knocked out of her hands, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Memphis on the far sideline. Mount Home gets it back with 6:13 left of the third quarter. Lady Bombers leading 13-8. Martin takes the inbound pass, walking into the front court. Ball goes over to Gilbert, now to Husky on the left side. Down to Penn in the corner. Back out to Husky on the wing. She dribbles up to the top. Tries to give it to Martin. Pass was ill-advised. It was, and she couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. Sixth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. 5:55 left of the third quarter. West Memphis gets it back, trailing by five. Hazley walks across the timeline for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over to Emin on the right side. Now gives it into Hollins in the corner. Her three-pointer up, no good. And the rebound controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll throw it out to Husky, who brings it into the front court from Mountain Home. Quickly giving it to Gilbert down on the low block, going up for the jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Freeman. And she's quickly back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils. Her pass goes down to Hazley in the right corner. Now back to Freeman. She couldn't handle the pass, but Hollins secures it for West Memphis, so they'll keep possession. Now throws it up top to Emin. Back over to Hollins on the left wing. Hollins trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now a foul away from the ball. Called on Mountain Home. I believe they're going to get Kate Gilbert with that foul. That will be her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. She's going to come out of the game with 4:58 left in the third quarter, being replaced by Addison Yates. Hazley inbounds it to Emin on the right wing. Back to Hazley in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball's knocked around. Controlled by Hazley. She chases it down. Goes up for the running jumper in the lane. Good. Ariah Hazley with all 10 of West Memphis points in this game. 13-10, Mountain Home leading it. Ball goes to Foreman. Now into the front court to Yates. Losing the handle of it, but now gives it to Penn. And they're going to actually get Yates for the travel. Both teams with 7 turnovers in this contest. 4:36 left to play in the third quarter. West Memphis gets it back, trailing by 3. Hazley looking to inbound it. She gets it, throws it cross court into the front court. Emin. Now back to Hazley. No one really was – everybody had gone to the other side of the court and was nowhere near for Hazley to throw, but she ends up throwing it across court. Here is Hollins with it on the left wing, gives it to Emmon in the corner. Back to Hollins. She'll dribble up to the top. Now Hazley has it between the circles. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. Asson Yates gets the rebound, and back on the Lady Bombers. Yates will give it to Martin, who will walk it across the timeline. A little over 4 minutes left of this third quarter. He now gives it to Husky. Now back to Martin. Kate Gilbert will check in at the next available time for the Lady Bombers. Martin dribbles to the top, throws over to Husky on the left wing. Now Penn has it on the left side. Now it goes up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the right wing. Throws up top to Martin. Down to Husky in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. And good. 8 points for Peyton Husky. 16-10, Mountain Home leading it with 3:25 left of the third quarter. Hazley walks the ball across the timeline for West Memphis. Throws over to Emmett on the right side. And now West Memphis is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 16-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Mountain Home taking a six-point lead on the three-pointer by Peyton Husky. That was actually their first points of the third quarter. We're almost 5 minutes into this period. 3:10 left on the clock as Mountain Home has a six-point lead. Hazley will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Burnett, gives it back to Hazley, and we are back underway. Hazley dribbles between the circles, throws over to Burnett on the left wing. Air pass in the paint was knocked away, stolen by Asson Yates. Eighth turnover against the Lady Blue Devils. Yates will give it to Martin, who brings it into the front court. Now he throws it to Yates. Down to Husky in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And Burnett gets the rebound. Almost threw it away, but Hazley secures it. She'll bring it into the front court. Dribble toward the left side. Now goes back up to the top and sets up the offense. Dribbles to the elbow, now gives to Emmon on the wing. Back up top to Hazley. Less than 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 6-point Mountain Home advantage. Hazley dribbling down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. And back comes Mountain Home. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives to Foreman in the paint. Tries to throw it over on the other side to Kay Gilbert. Ball was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Memphis. Lady Bombers will keep the ball, that is, with 2:12 left of the third quarter. Pierre Bradley checking back in for the Lady Blue Devils as Terrica Emmon will take a seat. 16-10, Mountain Home leading. Gilbert will treat an inbound pass on the baseline. Gets in to Husky up the top. Throws over to Martin on the right corner. Back to Husky on the wing. Thought about three. Now dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Gilbert on the left side. Up top now goes to Yates. Down to Husky in the left corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! And a great swarm with 11 points. 19-10, Mountain Home leading it. 1:53 left of the third quarter. Hazley across the timeline for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the left side to Burnett near the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Asson Yates for Mountain Home. And the shooting woes continue for the Lady Blue Devils. Ball goes into to Gilbert on the left wing. Down to Husky. Down to Foreman in the lane. Now kicks out to Martin on the right side. She's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the paint. Good. Emma Martin with 4 points. 21-10, Mountain Home leading it. With 1:12 left of the third quarter, Hazley into the front court for West Memphis. Dribbles to the right side. Now she'll go back between the circles. Throws over Burnett on the left wing. Gives it down to Freeman on the low block. She's going up for the layup. No good. Bradley right there for the putback. Good. Tierra Bradley with her first 2 points of the night. 21-12, Mountain Homes lead back to single digits. Husky takes the inbound pass, gets it into the front court. Has the ball knocked away, but they're a late foul call on West Memphis with 38.6 seconds left of the third quarter. That foul is on Araya Hazley. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Blue Devils. 21-12, Mountain Home leading it. And Martin takes the inbound pass from Husky. May hold for the last shot of the quarter. Now gives it to Yates. 30 seconds left. Now back to Martin. Martin dribbles to the right side. Now it goes a little closer to the top, trying to avoid the 5 second count. And now finally gives it to Husky. 15 seconds. Husky will throw it over to Martin on the right side, near the corner. Now she's going down just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Bradley gets the rebound. 5 seconds left. West Memphis still has time to get a shot off. Ball goes over to Hazley. Now to Burnett. She's going to put up a shot at the buzzer. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 21-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.